Okay, we're up to the Gemara now. The Vitesse of Aleph Gemara. We had them. Okay, so we had in the Mishnah that they brought him the Zikne Bezdin gave him over to Zikne Kuhuna. They brought him to the base of Tinas there where he started making his preparation, and they made him swear that he'll behave not like a tzduki, but he'll do the right way. That he'll, as the Gemara will explain, he'll bring the Ketus into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, and they used to keep him up all night. They used to learn with him, or they used to, if he couldn't learn properly, they would read for him. Even Daniel, those kind of Daniel didn't understand a word of Hebrew, so they read for him in Aramaic. But Daniel, a big part of it is in Aramaic. Says the Gemara, Tana, we learn, Lelamdoi, what do we bring him into his room for? Teach him, Chafina, how to take dictators and put it in his hands. Says Rashi, Chafina, Malich no Yisrael Beis Avtina, bring in that room, Shasham, Haktoras Motzei, that's what Ketus is. Amar HaPapas at HaPapas, Shtei Lishchas Hoi Loi Lekoyen Godel, Koyen Godel had two rooms. Achas Lishchas Parhedin, one was the Parhedin we learned about before, which is the room that he slept in, officers. Achas Lishchas Beis Avtina, that one was the room of the Beis Avtina, where he kept the Ketus, where he practiced. One of these rooms was Achaz Betzafim. One of these rooms was on the north side of the courtyard, but Achaz Bedorim, and one of them was on the south side of the courtyard. And it says that Rashi, Lishcha Parhedim, Lishcha Shom to sleep in, Lishcha Haftinis, Lulmaid Chafina, to learn how to take the Ketus in one hand. Says in Moravite, where are these rooms? Achaz Betzafim, one of these rooms was on the north. Now we learned in the Mishnah, Vav Lishcha Zhoye Bazar, there were six rooms inside the courtyard, Gimel Betzafim, three in the north, Gimel Bedorim, three in the south. Shibit Dorim, what were the rooms in the north, in the south? Lishchas HaMelech, the room for salt, where they kept the salt. Lishchas HaParva, the room of a Parva, we'll soon see what that is. Parva was named after a person, according to some of the Shayim, not the Rashi, another later on, but some of the Shayim hold, it was a room named after a guy called Parva, who was a wizard, a warlock. And he hid under the base of Migdash. He wanted to see what's happening in the Kodesh HaKadoshim so he can use for his own thing. So they killed him there. This is a tunnel underneath it. He dug a tunnel and they killed him there. That room is called Parva. So look, yeah. People still remember him. And Lishchas Hamadichin, and the room where they used to wash. The Gemara explains. Lishchas Hamel, the room where they had sold Shasham, Hoyun, Noisin, Melach, Lekarbon. That's where they salted all the Kabbalists. Lishchas Haparva, Shasham, Hoyun, Melchin, there they used to salt Oidois Kachim, the hide of the Kachim. So before was the meat, and now was the hide. But Al Gaga on the top of there, the roof hoisa based Tvila the Kohen Gadol bin Kippurim. That's where he had the mikveh to Tevel Yom Kippur. And Lishchas Hamadichin, the rinsing, Shom Hoyimadichin, there they used to rinse Kirve Kachim, the innards of the Kachim. Even though we learned, Tish already asked, and others already asked, we learned before that they had the tables to wash the Karbanos. He says over, no, he says over here, over there, they used to wash the meat of the kabbans. Here, they washed the inner, the parts where all the junk was and everything else. Umisham, and from there, Mesiba, there was a spiral staircase, Oilagag Beisa Parva, that went to the roof of Beisa Parva, which we had the mikveh there. Okay, these rooms were on the south. Rashi, this Al Gaga Hoye Beisa Tfilah, that was a mikveh, was, and Mein Mayin Hoye Boyin Lasham, there was spring water that used to flow down there, Beraim, because it was even higher. Mesiba, Binyan Avonim, was made out of stones. Malus the galglas had wheels, the savers, the maki, they go around Amud, around the beam, Kimin eight galgos shel gag. It was the roof of the gag. So there was a wheel there, they for a well, and there was a mikra. The gag beats a part of the lalas of the Ram to go up there. Second one, right, Gimel Shem Tov, over the three rooms on the north side, Lishchas Eitz, the room where they had the wood, actually not that they stored the wood there, but the room was made out of wood, and that caused a big problem, because we know that nothing in the base of Migdash was allowed to be built out of wood. What's this Lishchas Eitz over here? That this is sounding like a room that was made out of wood, unless this wasn't Kodesh. Anyhow, the Hashem deal with that. Lishchas HaGoyle, the Lishchas of Goyle, we'll see it actually holds why it's called Lishchas Goyle, and Lishchas HaGozis, the room of the Gozis. What's that? We'll see in a minute. Rashi, 1 second. Lishchas HaGoyle Al Shem Boyd Shekarusham Oyle Goyle. People come up from the Goyle, built a boyd over there. That's called HaGoyle. That's where the Goyle is. Others say Goyle is from the word wheel, Gula, Galgul. That's where the wheel was for the well. And Lishchas says more. Amar Rabbi Lozman Yaakov Shachachni Mahoy Submisham Meshes. I can't remember what that Lishchas Eitz was used for. Comes along Abba Shaul, continuously argues. Whenever Rabbi Lozman Yaakov didn't remember, he came along and said, Aimer Lishchas Kohen Gadol, Aimer, he says that Lishchas Kohen Gadol, that this was the room for the Kohen Gadol, this Lishchas Eitz. Then the Gemara says, Hoysa Achayre Shtein, and this room was behind the other two rooms. Gag Shloshten Shavah, all three roofs of the three rooms are all on the same level. Lishchas Hagoyla. What was Lishchas Hagoyla? Shom Hayaboyd Hagoyla. That's where they had the pit, the well. The Hagalgul Nosal was a wheel over there. Mishom Maspig and Main Lechol Azor. From there, they drew water for the entire courtyard. And what's Lishchas Hagoziz? Why is it called Lishchas Hagoziz? Some say because it was made out of, just like Lishchas H was made out of wood. Lishchas Hagoziz was made out of these cut off rocks. And you're not allowed to use cut up rocks in the Mizbech. But the rest of the base of Midrash, you could have used cut up rocks as long as you cut them up outside the base of Midrash. Or was called the Gazit for the Gemara says right here. Shama is Sanhedrin, Shaysol, Yeshua's, that's where the Sanhedrin sat. The Chon, the Don as a Kain, they used to judge which Kainim were able to serve and which couldn't. So Gazit was a cutout. They cut out the Pasul of Kainim. Me, Shanim Tzabai Psul, Hey, Loivish Chay, they would dress him a black or Misat, they found in genealogy, pedigree, something wrong, they used to say to him, sorry. The Yats of Holo left. Ushalayin Tzabai Psul, Hey, Loivish Levon, he's dressed white, and Misat Levonim. The Nichnis, Umishamish, Im Echava Kainim. He come in and serve the brother Kainim. Rashi. The Lishcha of eight was behind those two. Gag, Shloshed, and Shove, Kira, Echel, Shavon, roof for all them. Said, what about it? Achaz Bedorim. It was a room in the south. It was a room in the south. But now we learn Shiva, Sha'adim, Hoya, Bazar, there's seven gateways in Azara. Gimel, but some of you have done three in the north, three in the south. The Echel, one in the east. Shebedorim, what was the south? Sha'adat Lok, what were these gates? Sha'adat Lok, the gate for the lighting. Sheni loy shara carbon, the gate for the carbon. Shlishi loy shara mine, the gate for the water. Shevin mizrach, and the east side was shah nikaner, which we had before, and we'll learn later about this nikaner general. V'shtelishchas hayisham, there were two rooms. Achaz beyaminiv, achaz my one on the right side of the gate, one on the left side of the gate. Achaz was called lishchas pinchas hamalah b'malbish, and pinchas he dressed everybody. And the achaz lishchas oisech chavitin, the other one was the room where they prepared the chavitin for the kohen gadol. Shibit tzofim, what was on the north? Shah Nitzitz, the gate for the spark, Rashi. Shah Adlika, Shah Karbon, Layadain, the Lomanikish Mokach. I'm not sure why all these are called this. Shah Amayim, Shah Bayim Machris, and Tzalech Hashemayim. Shah Nitzach HaBachag. That's what they brought in from Nitzach HaBachag, HaBachag, HaBachag. So you want to write Okibinyan Aksad V'Hoya, it was like a porch, V'Aliyah, B'nuya Le'al Gabav, and there was an upstairs built on top of it, a gallery upstairs. Bisham, what was that room upstairs for? Koyanim Shemrim Milamagula. The Koyanim used to guard the base of Midrash from above. Ulamiyim Milamata. And the Leviim were below. So that's what the room there for, was there for. And
it was like on top of the gate.
It was on top, yeah. It was a room on top of there. That's where the guards were. And there was Al's Covet. A king's palace should always have a guard there. And then there was the chel, that area around the base of Migdash that had some kedusha. And the sheni lo yishara carbon, next to it was the gate for the carbon. Lo yishara base hamoiket. The Tanya. So what we're trying to prove, we're trying to work out where these two rooms of the kohen gadol were, and we're trying to work out which one was in the north, one was in the south. Which is the one that was in the north, and which is the one that was in the south? So Tanya, we learned chamesh tevilas. There were five times that the kohen had to be tevil on Yom Kippur. Basara kedoshin, tovel kohen gadol umekadosh by b'yayim, and 10 times he had to be mekadosh himself, take off your clothes, on your clothes, and all that. The kulan bekadosh, and they were all done inside the base hamigdash. All them done inside the base hamigdash. None of them done outside the base hamigdash. All done inside the base hamigdash. Agag pays a parve, and they were all done on top of the. We just said before, on top of the base of parve, there was a mikveh that we used to go four out of five times. Chutz mezu, except the first mikveh shahayse b'chayil, that was on the side that was not kadosh. Al Gabi Sharamain. That was on top of the gate of water. That's where he went to the mikveh the first time. And the other four, he went on top of the parva. Ubitzad Lishchose Haisa. And we know that it was next to his room. The question is next to which room? We're not sure. E Lishchas Parhedjan Bitsafn. We said before the Kungal had two rooms. One was Lishchas Parhedjan and one was Lishchas Beis of Tinnis. We're not sure Lishchas Parhedjan was on the north side. The Lishchas Beis of Tinnis was on the south side. Or if a cat, Lishchas Beis of Tinnis Bitsafn. This room of Beis of Tinnis was on the north side. The Lishchas Parhedjan was on the south side. We're not sure. Well, Mistabra, it makes sense. The Lishchas Parhedjan Bidorim Havim. That this room where he goes to sleep in, the Parhedjan, was on the south side. Why? My timer. Magdim Koi, when he gets up early, when he has to go do his take care of his personal needs, the Tavel, and then he goes to the Mikri, which is right there. And then the Ozel, and then he goes to the North, the Gomar Chafina, and he first learns how to do the Chafina. Then the Ozel, the Beis HaMikdash, then he, from there in the North, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash right there, the Ovid Aveda Kul Yem, he does the entire day. Lebahade Panya, towards the evening, Modu Aleh, they spray on him, the Efer HaChatim, we said before, they spray on him every day. Then the Hodul Ozil Adar, he goes back to the south. The Tovul goes to the Mikveh, and he goes to sleep over there.
But this couple of problems.
That's why it's on the south side. Everything makes sense to be on the south side. Well, no, but he takes care of his prison on the south side. First thing in the morning, he wakes up. The mikveh is right there. Because remember, the first mikveh is different than the other four mikvehs.
But there's a couple of problems there. Because first of all, there's a tunnel that goes down to the bathroom. That's on the north side. Second of all...
No, the Beit HaLahel is on the south side. Look at Ashi. Right here.
There's also the chambers on the south side are in the Kodesh.
Except that we said this one here was Chol. Let's do Rashi. For the mikveh water was on top. Rashi. Agag beis parvesh is a benuya betoy chazorim kedash of the kodesh. Chutz mezu tefillah reshoinish ain a bar b'shvei kippur. The first one I'm calling kippur. Shav kol meshonah shenin the pele beis ain od nichlazor afilu toyr achidbo. The other form of tefillahs were dafke for yom kippur, so that's done in the kodesh. The first one every day kohen gadol before he enters the beis hamikdash goes to the tefillah, and that's therefore down avot tefillahs are boys machin kippur and being a makom kodesh. So that one's chol. The rest were kodesh. Yeah, not kibur v'rochem sort of a ma'im makom kodesh. The fact that the mikveh, the first mikveh, was next to his lishcha, that was on the south side. So now, which room was this? We know one room is definitely on the south side, but which room was it? Probably the one he woke up in the morning. So it should be convenient. We want to make things as easy as convenient as possible. As soon as he gets out of bed, he takes care of his needs, and right there's a mikveh. In the south side. My time is the reason. Makni koi because you're mashkel. But what's up? Kol shiva oimid mid. Does he stands up in the morning? The meisach raglo v'teivul hosam al gav shalamayim. Over there, on top of the shalamayim, is the mikvah choil. Shua gabba ba'oyv. I'm taking the wall. Mesukin based tefillah choil. That's where the mikvah based choil was, on top of the wall, and which is choil. Uma'ayin moshech sham ba'ama me'ein itam. Remember this is a mine called Ein Itam that was 23 amas higher, and that's where the water came from. Kid lekamon v'chalameitzach ragav ton tefillah. Anyone who takes care of their own personal needs needs to go to mikveh. Lichan b'zav if you want to go to zot afterwards. Va'azel letzapim from there he goes to no duos avoda. Lilishchasa eshni elilma chafina va'asil beis hamikdash va'avod avoda kula yaimed all day ketanal and koshiv v'tayamim who zaydik dan spray the blood. Lahadi pan in afternoon madil the spray on him. Why did you go to mikvah again? We do five mikvahs, right? The first one is every day you do before you go to basic mikvah. The other four specifically for your kippah is your practices. But what's the sixth one for? The sixth one was we follow the opinion of Kippa says that once you spray, if you spray on someone who is toyer, he becomes tamei. Remember Chachama argued in that, we had a few days ago. But Kippa holds that if you spray, we learn that he's a tamei ala toyer. He said he's a toyer ala tamei. So dafke, if you're tamei, it doesn't make you tired. But if you were tired, it makes you tamei. So he has to go to mikveh. That's where he goes to mikveh again. Back to the south side, and right there is his room, his bed, and he goes back to take a nap. So everything's convenience. So therefore, the room that he slept in was right next to the mikveh of chol. The first thing in the morning, he rolls out of bed. There he is. Says Gemara, every time he benayich and he rests, hoylich v'sheich b'lishchan, he goes to sleep. Asher eitz beis tefillah. Now says the Gemara, because if the back to Gemara, I'm even going to say lishchas parhedin b'tzafim. Because remember, we didn't know where the parhedin was. If you're going to say, but 6 lines at the bottom, that the parhedin was on the north side. So then, what's going to happen? Magdim koi, he wakes up in the morning. He has to go to the bathroom. He goes to the bathroom right there, down on the north side. Then the Oslam is going to go travel all the way to the south side, and he's not taking any shortcuts because you're not taking a shortcut. You use the basic mitzvah as a shortcut. You go all around, got all the way to the south side. The Tov will go to mikveh, and then he has to go back all the way to the north side again to do his chafina. Look how much actually walking he does. The gama chafina, v'asa beis hamidosh, v'avod avoy de kula yemeh, lahad epanyin afternoon. Again, madlis spraying him, has to go all the way to the south side to get sprayed. V'ahad etel mikveh, v'ahad razal dar in the Tov, u'den aboy emedah mezal tov, and u'meinach, has to go back all the way. It's a lot of walking. Two times, extra walking.
The whole thing is 135 hours.
But that's a straight line. You got to go all around. U'mi tarak matchin nekul hayar, achmanas and the kohen gadol. What are you making work so hard for? Rashi. The pressure. It's the pressure. The Yamid Lishkabad and Shahem Shahu Yashima. Have itself north side. Yoku and Bezit Villa Far. He took a call. Her Amla. They had all this extra work. Magni Koy Mezir Agla. Kedar Kolamashkim and all those who go lay down. Vazla Dorim. Lishad Hamayim. The Tobol. The Gomer. The Tobol goes to Mikveh. Then he goes to the little Gomer Chavina. The Hosam of Bezit Tinas. Ashasham. Ozla Bezit Mikveh. Mikdash. Says you want to back. Says you want to alam alaim matchinle. What's wrong with being matriach the kohen gadol? Matvei. On the contrary, we want to matriach him. Why? It's a duki. Remember, we don't know these are based on Midrash. Second based on Midrash. If there's a real, if it's a genuine, it's a duki. If it's a duki, he'll get sick and tired of it. You know what? Forget it. I'm quit. And we're hoping that he'll quit. The only people who continue and maintain their loyalty is somebody who's taka genuine kohen gadol. Lifresh. He'll be paidish. Inami, or even if it's genuine, maybe shalei tazur daitilav. You know what happened to the Kohen Gadol? That day you're the celebrity, and we don't want you to become, you know, filled with yubri, and we don't want you to have too much arrogance. So we sort of make it work, and make it work hard. A little humility, a dose of humility, that goes a long way. And I'll prove it to you that we have this attitude. Why have two rooms, two ends of the base of Mikdash? Put both rooms alongside each other. Or better, have one room in the room where he has the spices. That's where he takes a rest. Why have two different rooms? We do want to be matrichim somewhat. So nothing wrong with having all this. No raya from here. Where, which room was close to the mikveh? Far? We're not sure. We was lishka parhedin was on the south side near the mikveh. Was on the north side, and we made a schlep a little bit extra. Rashi, Alam lekushi, klaimer, chiloi, toilach in the bed, latricha, metrichin, lemedaz, let's not deliberately make him work hard. Itzdukiu, veni yerushmaim. If itzduki is not a God fearing person, lekabel olav toilach amigdash, leave him, akunig doy, he'll walk away. But lekablena, metchila, he won't accept it, vetoivlon, it's better that way. Shad, hey, mishanin is avoid the kilkam, we'll soon see that they changed avoid and terrible things happen. Bishmaiti in the Gemara in this page. Inam, if you love him, kosher, a good person, toivlonu latricha, it's good to bother him. Kadesh, like, tazur, daito, lovely, his guy, it shouldn't be to come too arrogant. Put them two rooms next to each other. Let's go back to him. They say to him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our master, and the word they use to him is Shluchei Bezen. You're a Shliach Bezen. Ask the Gemara, you're saying on the Shlucheinu, you're our Shlich. Sounds like that this Kohen Gadol and all the Kohenim are Shluchim of the Eden. In the Gemara of Darm, we're going to have a question actually. The Gemara, there remains the question for the Gemara, Lema, to have it to Yufta, the Rabbunah Yeshua. This is the question of Rabbunah Yeshua. The Amma, the famous Shalom, the Shasugi, Rabbunah Yeshua asked, Hani Koyani, these Kohenim, Shluchei de Rachmaninu, they must be, he over there concludes that they must be not our Shluchim, but the Shluchim of the Eibishter. When you have a shliach, you invest in the shliach all the keiches and the powers that you have, but you cannot give him powers you don't have. So if you're going to say that the shluch, the kohenim are our shluchim, since we cannot be makir our carbon, how in the world can the kohen be makir our carbon? We cannot be makir our carbon. We Israelim. They can. Is a raya klar, a raya that must be. There must be the shluchim of the Rachman of the Eibishter. My nafkamina of the Gemara Nedarim said, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if a guy says to a kohen, I don't want to have any hanor from you. If he's acting for me, he can't serve. But if he's acting for the Eibishter, then I'm not going from him. He's working for the Eibishter. And so how can the Gemara and our Mishnah say clear that it's that shlucheinu when it's punkfaket of Ahuna's conclusion? And actually we have another Gemara. The Gemara asks the same question with a suffix. The Gemara doesn't even answer it. And all the Rishayim ask, how can the Gemara there doesn't bring down this raya here from the Eloi Teimahachi? So some of the Rishayim answer, so Tosfos says, it brings many Gemaras where you have one Gemara where remains with a question, and another Gemara where the Gemara resolves it. Other Rishayim say that our Gemara is talking about Rabbi Huna, who's talking about Yisraelim, and that Gemara Dorim is talking about Koyanim. In other words, the Gemara Dorim is talking about if a Koyan is Madir Hanor from a Koyan. It's not his, and he asked this Koyan, can you serve me? Is he allowed to or not allowed? That's a shaila, because is he working for the kohen? Is he working? And there you could appoint a shliach because you yourself are a kohen. But our Gemara is talking about whether Yisraelim bring it. Yisrael can't appoint him. That's what I was saying. Taisi wants to say something else. Yeah.
If Yisrael is mother nature from kohen,
from this particular kohen, a particular kohen.
When the kohen brings the carbon, yeah, he achieves kapara. The kapara.
It's irrelevant. No, if he serves for the Eibishter, then it doesn't matter who. I have enough. I'm having enough from him. He represents the Eibishter. I'm having enough from the Eibishter. Doesn't matter. He's physically doing it. It's like mitzvah lav lahenestin. You can have. I don't have enough of you blowing shofar. I can hear you.
To the one who he's working for.
Exactly. Other Rishayim answer that the difference is that nobody says it's only our shluchim. It's definitely the Eibishter shliach. The question is, is he also our shliach or not? Definitely he's the Eibishter, because hakami can mediate that we cannot do and he can do. The shaila is, but do we also have a pesachelik in it or not? That's the shaila. And therefore, again, muta hano. Based on this, is big malchik Rishayim by davening. Because the way we say it is wrong. The way we say Kodemain Hashem is wrong. We say Koyhanecha, Am Kodeshecha Ka'omer, right? By Duchni. What we say over here. Ha'amurapi Adon of Onim Koyanim, Am Kodeshecha Ka'omer. What's Taich Koyanim Am Kodeshecha Ka'omer? You know the Taiches? I don't know if you ever thought about it. That these are the Koyanim of Am Kodeshecha, that they represent us. So most of Hashem hold that this is the wrong Gisa. And because this concludes that Kohenim are Shluchim of the Yidden and the Shluchim of the Rachmana, like Abhunav Rebbe Shua says over here. And therefore they say, Ha Kohenim. comma. Am Kiddush Shecha. You're not supposed to read it together. You look in our Siddur, the comma is before the word Koinim, and the comma is after the word Kiddush Shecha. The way we read it is Koinecha Am Kiddush Shecha, or Koinim Am Kiddush Shecha, which means that they are Koinim of us, which they're not. So, and actually, they try to understand how come Al Nusach shows this when Halach and the Rambam is the other way. Anyway, Rashi.
Do they get a seat at the
Kiddush Shecha? The Koinim.
Yeah, this is a big show.
Who do they represent? Yeah, okay.
Under who? Under who?
Okay, Rashi. Bad behind the curly backer, Kabinet, the Schluch, Rahman, the Abish devil, the Shachin, our Schluch, and now coming at him, whom would no men or mutter, Loshi, Mutter, Shiakar, or Kabinet, the living and dodging. Rashi, Hokimilay. Okay, Vatican Mother. Hokimilay. This is what you mentioned. Not that you're our Shliach. It comes to the kabbonis. We meant mashbiin onu alecha al dateni. You're our shliach to make a shvur the way we think. Al das bez, not like the Gemara Shvur says that sometimes that they make shvurs and they have something else in mind. The famous story of the Gemara Shvur over there, where the guy had a walking stick and the other guy accused him of taking all his gold coins. So he said, "No, I'll prepare to swear I never took it." And he gave the walking stick to the guy. He said, "Don't ever hold the walking stick, and I can't stand and swear with holding or whatever it is." And he took it. He swore, but in the stick was the money, and that guy got so angry, how do you swear false? He took the stick and he banged him over the head and it broke and all the money came flying out. So the Gemara says, from now on, when they make a shvua, they say, you're swearing al da'ateinu, not what you're thinking in your mind, you know, you're playing around. Same thing over here. Rashi, not what you're thinking. Because they accused him, he walks away and he's crying. Why is he crying? They suspect him being Zuki. Then why are they crying? Anybody who accuses somebody something which is not true, like begufa, you deserve to get inflicted in your beguf. Says Rashi, what does Zuki do wrong? They fix up potatoes before they enter the base of Middush, the Kodesh Bashim. The law says Oisa al Machtazesh on the frying pan behechel in the hechel, and then Olach Nisachri came to the base kosher. Then they bring in the kosher kedushim. She can aimim hatzdukim milkam, and that's what the dukim say. Kibanana rolakapaitis. They say, yeah, you walk in already with the potatoes already ready. And the Chayyim hein lo yamin leiv achziv, and Yehovah Tzadik David should don't put his hand in kind of leprosy. Says more about the kolkach lama. Why take do we go this extreme? Why we accuse him of tzduki? Shlo yisakim mebechutz v'yachnis kedesh hatzukim ha'isin. The tzduki, they dafke prepared outside, and we don't want him to do the same thing. Rashi koka lama mashvur says lama. Why shlo yisakim akteidus molech chavnei his handful and nicht and he tells me he put him ala machta on the frying pan chziv and molech chavnei v'nosik akteidus aleish l'fayim mebechutz outside behechol yonayis no tzduki aleish in the hechol they did none of kosher kedoshim. V'arik kach machlisin after the walk in shoy doishin they dashin al yove kiim ba'onan. They say you have to walk in with the onan. You have to walk in with the kedoshim already in your hand. Ki ba'onan eiroch si bereish akrav al yove v'chol eiz ala kedosh and mashma. It seemed to them ki ba'onan osh akteidus yove v'oz edal akpoidus then I'll see the kapoidus. Tell me what I'm writing. What we learned. My say, but tzduki echad is an incident with a particular tzduki. Shehizkin mebechutz, he taka prepared dictators outside vehechnis, and he walked in. He was happy. Why was he happy? That a durgifit, that the tzduki won because he did dictators on the outside. Pogged by Aviv, his father was also tzduki. Met him. Amle bini, and he realized that his son was happy. He knew why his son was happy. He said to my son, Afa pish tzdukim onu. Yes, grant you, we are tzdukim. You should have done with the Purushim. We were scared of them. What are they going to do to you right now? Listen to the story. You don't die straight away. Allah, he said to him, you'll see in a minute. Actually, one of the Shayim answered something that will answer your question as well. Tell you a second. Amalei, he said to him, "Call Yomai Hayisim Mistayel Mikdash." What are you talking about? My whole lifetime. Unfortunately, the same Lashon Bekiva used about Mrs. Nefesh. My whole lifetime, I was working on this pasuk. When can I fulfill it? Kibya Anan Eral Alakabaitis. That with the Anan, you should walk into the Kabaitis. Amarti Mosa Yavu Liyadi Kamenu. When will I have the opportunity to fulfill this pasuk? Ah, Shoshabala Yadi Loya Kamenu. I can do it. Who cares what the person do to me? He died a few days later. He threw him into the dust. He got punished with his nose. Why his nose? So Rashi is interesting. Why is the nose first? That was the first part of your body, the nose.
It sticks out.
Other Shem argued that Rashi could say his hand did. Remember, we just learned that his hand had the Malach of Naim. So if I catch his hands like this, so his hand would have been first. But his nose, because he smelled, the first thing that it did was his nose smelled the scent of the psamim, the ketedis, which is the whole, that's why he got punished. His whole body's in. Alma, if you're walking backwards, Nichlas Choyt Ma'achin. Knows the last thing. Says what about
Nigiv?
Okay, fine. The yesh aymin b'tziyasa nigif. Others say b'tziyasa nigif. That actually it happened as soon as he walked out. The Tanab Chia came in koil nishma ba'azara. They all heard. As soon as he walked out of Kodesh Kodashim, he got killed. Not a few days later. Because they all heard this noise. Shabar malach, a malach came along, v'choftei upon him and smacked him on his face. The nichnes echav akainim, so they heard this loud noise, the commotion. They all went inside. Umotza kekaf regel egel mikseve. They found like a footprint between his shoulders. And then it says by malachim, it says regarding malachim, v'ragleim regel yishara. They have one straight foot. V'chaf ragleim kekaf regel egel, and the heel of their foot is like an egel, like a calf. The mafosh already asked. We know, and we'll have this tases later on. Not here. That no one else can be in the base of Migdash while the kohen gadol is there. So how was the malach was able to be there and hit him kekaf egel? And the same question asked later on with Shimon Tzadik, how he met a malach, a zokin echad lovush. So did taste the answer from Yerushalmi that it was a shechinah. Shechinah appeared to him like a zokin echad. But what's proud over here? And they all asked the question. So the Shalim answers, and this will answer your question as well. He says, because he didn't bring in the ketedus, because the ketedus was apostle, it's like he never walked into the holy place. And therefore someone else is allowed to be there. And therefore you don't get killed straight away either, because all the things that happen in Kodesh Kedusha only happen if you bring in with the Ketedus. But his Ketedus are useless because he did it in the Kodesh, not in the Kodesh Kedusha like he's supposed to, and therefore all these other things don't happen. That's why a few days later he died. Not if you did the right things, he brought the Ketedus Kedusha, and then you're not a good Kohen, then you die. That's what Teshon Morlo says. Okay. Interesting, the next Gemara, how different things come along. That his name is actually Kfutl with a pay. Rav show with his fingers, Kivutl, it's a vase. He made a vase with his hand. Why show signs? Say, what's happening? She said, it's a vase, not a pay. Krishma have a kari. He was laying in Krishma, he couldn't speak. Pretty much if I gave them Mishari, if you're in the middle of the Krishma, how can you be Maramas even with your fingers? If somebody reads Shema, Loi, Yirma is Be'ein of Allah, Yikris, Besif Saisa, Vala Yeda Bezbois, if you're not allowed to show any Ramazan, but Tanya, the Beloza Chisma, Koida Shema, Maramas Be'ein, against what's in Mara Bezboy, all because Raymond says, Vala Isik, Rasiyaka, you're talking to me. So what's going on here? Says the Gemara, loy kasha, habe peirik rishon, habe peirik sheni. It depends. The first part of Krishna will have to, you know, let me meram. The second one you're allowed to. As a machlek is a shiny. This is only according to one who says that the first machlek we had to know all these opinions at kan kavana until we have to have kavana. So they want to say this is only according to one who says you have to kavana. We'll have to. But the one who holds you don't need kavana. The whole we'll have to on ishma. Then even the first peirik you're allowed to be meram. Rashi chiver Rabbi Yehuda chaim kavutul be pay mitha pay machle Rabbi beis also le simen shuk kavutul mitha beis yimel gikro the collusion echad the same thing else shes a neifal the name the eyes the neifal it's by the fingers shenema kodi beinu with the eyes moil but aglo with the move the feet moil but with the fingers pay dishon zada by kavani kavani shenema by vayi adbar meil al bavcha sing mal vaiter tamer gelun vidi bar to bum. You learn out, it says vidi bar to bum. You should speak in them bum. Only by Krishma you should say loud. By Shmanesra you gotta have it quietly. So you're supposed to say Krishma louder, but Shmanesra quietly, even though we hold you're supposed to hear your ears, but not for nobody else should hear you. That's one pshat. Rashi bum sheshlok lashmiya mashata maitzi mipichish. Hear what you're saying. Volibitfilo shahfilo balachash quietly shnava curly shamabach, kachmutzah shilti rabba chay goy. Another pshat with the bar to bum, you have a chiv to talk, divrei teira, bum yesh loch reshus ledaber, only here you have a right to talk. V'lebedvarim achedim, first of all, I have a hard time understanding, what do you mean yesh loch reshus ledaber? Chod yesh loch mitzvah ledaber. Chod ledaber, what do you mean yesh loch reshus ledaber? My teira. But bedvarim achedim, this is the Isa bitl teira. Or talking to one of the teilim. Because bum, the bar to bum. There's Rashi bum, the bedvarim achedim, sichas yeladim v'kalos reish. So interesting, Rashi learns what's the Isa. If you want to talk business, other things, no iser. The iser is talking shtusim, sichas yeladim, things nonsense. That's the iser. Kalos roish. But stam conversations, which is not kalos roish, you're allowed to have. No iser. So the chayda three madregis. There's a mitzvah, there's a heter, and then there's osir. Osir is dvorim betelim, which is sichas yeladim and kalos roish. Hetteri, and this is actually brought down Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos. But on Shabbos now I'll talk about it, but the rest of the week you are allowed to. Although it says that Amos said you should be Mayit the rest of the week. But, so why it says it was Shuslav? Anyway. This is what should be your main talking about. This should be your main topic conversation, and not just aray. So he's a bit easier, but you're allowed to talk about other things, but not there should be an even kva. If you speak siches chulin, you're even asay. You're even asay. What's siches chulin? Is that the siches yoladim or that's anything? He says here that they have no reshus to talk things which are not in the geya. So what we have here is a lav, not only in Asay, talking to Varma Taylor. Says he, what about it?
When is it
though?
Like, is it only during Shema?
No. Shema, you know, it's all day, my friend. That's why it's buried in the middle of Yom and nobody knows his Gemara. Well, unless you're in the beginning of Tanya. It reveals it. Mishnah. Bikish list namnen, the coin godl is chapping a dremel, he's trying to doze off. Pirche kune, the youngsters, makil fana be'edzbat sreda, they snap their fingers. They snap their finger to wake him up. Says Rashi, as we say, the Mephajim won't explain. But Oimla say, Ishi coin godl, our master coin godl, I might stand up for a huffik and sort of get dispel that drowsiness. Achal Isman, put one foot on this cold floor, the marble floor. Umasikanois to keep him occupied, they sing songs with him, fabreng with him, achigiz man shchita, until it comes to man shchita, he shouldn't chop a drama. Why are we so concerned about him catching a nap? We don't want to balkari. Yeah. Rashi, bahofig, ayil lahofig, stand up, tayil lahofig to get shino, chino, to remove that drowsiness, may nechmi eyes, amen, bahofig achas, shetung lana pa machamosalis, bahofia, shenoscha, begin one of my what it is. Umasikanois, bahofas, and be to lame, shall yoshin's asleep, achimagiz, man shchita, tamish, shachi, shu, behail, a mizach. In the morning, says the might say, "What's the snapping the fingers?" Amar Rav Yehuda tzeros, tzerosa dada, the tzara of your thumb. Mahi goydel your thumb, the dada of your thumb, and this is the tzara of your thumb. What? So machleg is Rashi and Taisa. What that is? Machvun of Azu kolam kul berav. He snapped his finger, and there's a sound in the whole yeshiva. Rashi learns it's hard to understand Rashi because Rashi learns his index finger. Today is Lushal Ezba, your index finger. The tzara lezum. This is the tzara of your thumb. You put them together, the shemta, and you slip it away, and you hit it on your palm. Try it; it doesn't work. Taisa learns it's your middle finger. So it's Rashi. It's not like this. It's your thumb, and then the finger continues traveling down your palm of your hand. Somehow or another makes a loud noise. Remember, each can go to half a car, go step down on your floor. Amar Yitzchak Al Chodet, he says, a new show, go on the floor and show us a new way. What is a new way? Mahi Amalei Achve Keder. Show us how to do push-ups or to prostrate yourself on your index fingers, or on your thumbs. Rashi Achve Keder, Noyes Goydlebaris. You put your thumbs in the ground, Vesheiche, and you do push-ups. The noishik is a ritzpa and you kiss the ground. Why? Mekak before him is at the sukkah. Think about it. When my singer shikir shemash chitte, they keep him very occupied. Shemash chitte, tonu loyim, my singer shay. They didn't keep him occupied by singing songs. El lebe neo chine, not with instruments. El peh, they sang songs. My own believing, what they say? Im Hashem lo yiv nebay yishov amoloib. Boin of boin. That what? If you don't do the job, then the whole thing is a waste. El lebe peh, hoi mashem lefon sang, im shem lo yiv nebay yishov amoloib. He's talking about, be careful, shaday l'shem shemayim, to shemayim, shaday l'rotzen, for the ebish to say, shemay ne rutsuya, ain techach elun klum. Your time is a waste. Shavam mola, by the way, the whole thing is a waste. Bechinam your game, being your shleis kaim. The whole thing is what's a point of avoid, and nothing's gonna happen. Second, right? Miyakida Yerushalayim, the Choshev Yerushalayim, also lahay Yisheni kol laila, they were up all night. Today she yishba kohen gadol kol avoda, you hear their sounds. Lateshinu chetvasa. It's not only the kohen gadol was up. All the Choshev people also Yisheni chetvasa. They we don't want them to. They stay. Everyone talked and listen and learned. Keep him up. Tanya Bashal Abigvula is a cane zechel migdash. The whole Eretz Yisrael does that zechel migdash. So Elosh, before you go fight it, and that's what the meaning is. We stay up with Yom Kippur at night. We can say Tehillim, whatever it is, based on this thing here. The whole Gvulin, nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. They all did a zechel migdash because the Kohen Gadol was up to everybody, and this is the hachon for the Avodah. Rashi is sorry, right. El Shay Chaitin, they stopped it because what happened was all the young Bachrim and girls were up a whole Yom Kippur night, and they got up to mischief, things which was not in the spirit of Yom Kippur. I'm going to buy you. They translated Nadoi. Damle Elio, Rav Yehuda Achmed, the Rav Sola Chasida. Elio used to, we have Gemara quite often, he used to meet Rav Yehuda, the brother of Sola Chasida. Amrita would say to him, Amai lo osim Mashiach. This is unbelievable Gemara. Elio would say to them, you ask me why Mashiach doesn't come, I'll tell you why Mashiach doesn't come. Forget all the Bepulim. Tonight is Yom Kippur, and look what's going on in the Bachim, the girls there. The evil come up Sulta ben Adoy. And look what's happening to Adoy. They're up all night, supposedly Zeichel and Migdash, and they're misbehaving. That's why Mashiach hasn't come. Amalei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amalei. He says, so he said to him, what does the Habisha say about all this? Lepesach Chatev Reibetz. That the Yetzer Hara is there by your doorway and is constantly influencing you to inducing you to avei. Rashi choytim mesachkin anoshim v'yoshim yachad. Men and women were together. Uboyin laveda came to an aveda. Tagum elahai begvulim hecha hayochaitin. Where did this happen? In Adoy. In Adoy, the leading city of Torah, the Adoy Shmuel city, and that's where it happened. Says Moravai. Very interesting. We'll just finish Moravai. Says Moravai. The Abishah says, okay, the Abishah is not the fault, you know, of men and women and they're attracting each other, whatever it is, but I don't want this to happen anymore, stop this minute. So what is the Satan's comment on this? He'd be very happy. The Satan doesn't function on Yom Kippur. So it's a pelting thing. The Satan doesn't function on Yom Kippur. Why not? You must say, my high doesn't function on Yom Kippur. The word has Satan is gematria, tlas meya v'shisin v'abo. 364. How many days are there in the solar year? Have a class may be shisim abo yem isle shisim sunim. 364 days a year, the Satan is able there to prosecute Eden. Be yem dekipuri lesle shisim last day. No time to prosecute Eden. And the chayda, the Satan and Malchamal is all the same. He can't be yitzahara. And yet the Eden sinned on Yom Kippur night. They didn't even need a Satan to help them out. So the Abishah says lepesachatus reivitz. So who's you referring to lepesachatus reivitz? So Rashi says, Yitzhahara machtiya bal korchai. We have no bread. Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Yitzhahara unsay, when it comes to Aroyas, we're not in control. We're not in control. So the Yitzhahara does function in Kippur and the Satan doesn't. L'chayda ha-Satan and Yitzhahara is all the same thing. In other words, as if this is our nature. It's not even, you don't need Yitzhahara to stand there and say, I'm hayem, I say l'kach. It's
pre-programmed.
Exactly. It's human nature. So that's an amazing thing. But this is what holding back Mashiach. Pashat Avedus. And the Mishnah Berurah uses this for saying why boys and girls shouldn't dance together.